here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 4th of February, 2017. It was on this day, 1789, the first electoral college convened and elected George Washington, the first president of the United States. He was a natural choice. He'd led the Continental Army to victory in the Revolution. He'd served as the president of the Constitutional Convention of 1787. He didn't really want the job. He wrote to a friend, "My movements to the chair of government will be accompanied with feelings not unlike those of a culprit who is going to his place of execution." He only wanted to go into retirement at Mount Vernon, but he served two terms, then stepped down in 1797. He only got to enjoy the quiet life at Mount Vernon for 2 years. He died of a severe throat infection in 1799. It's the birthday of Betty Friedan, born 1921 in Peoria, Illinois, best known for her groundbreaking book, The Feminine Mystique, which came out in 1963. In which she wrote, "The shores are strewn with the casualties of the feminine mystique. They did give up their own education to put their husbands through college, and then maybe against their own wishes, 10 or 15 years later, they were left in the lurch by divorce. The strongest were able to cope more or less well, but it wasn't that easy for a woman of 45 or 50 to move ahead in a profession and make a new life for herself and her children, or herself alone." It was on this day, 1938, a play debuted in Princeton, New Jersey, at the McCarter Theater, with the stage direction, "No curtains, no scenery. The audience arriving sees an empty stage of half light." The play was Our Town by Thornton Wilder. It was headed for Broadway, a play set in the fictional New Hampshire town of Grover's Corners, based on the town of Peterborough, where Thornton Wilder had spent many summers. And it's the birthday of Charles Lindbergh, born 1902 in Detroit, raised on a farm near Little Falls, Minnesota, who, in May 1927, 7:52 in the morning, took off in his monoplane from the dirt runway Roosevelt Field, Long Island, with 4 sandwiches and 451 gallons of gas, and 33 and a half hours later, touched down in Paris at Le Bourget Field, the first person to fly solo, nonstop, over the Atlantic Ocean. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Shelley, Percy Bysshe Shelley, to Jane, "The Keen Stars Were Twinkling." The keen stars were twinkling, and the fair moon was rising among them. Dear Jane, the guitar was tinkling, but the notes were not sweet till you sung them again. As the moon's soft splendor or the faint gold starlight of heaven is thrown, so your voice, most tender to the strings without soul, had then given its own. The stars will awaken, though the moon sleep a full hour later tonight. No leaf will be shaken, whilst the dews of your melody scatter delight. Though the sound overpowers, sing again with your dear voice, revealing a tone of some world far from ours, where music and moonlight and feeling are one. A poem by Percy Bysshe Shelley to Jane, "The Keen Stars Were Twinkling." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.